Now I'm joined in the studio with the...
Nice one. Cheers, mate.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, sounded really good. I like that one.
I think it was improved by the cup of tea, actually. I think that's what...
Hopefully, so that's what you've got to come down... That's what they come down to, Phoenix, for our cups of tea. So, anyway, guys, tell me, how did you guys all get together?
So, it's a bit of a funny one, actually. So, three of us are mates from school. Two of the guys are brothers. Two of us are mates from uni.
Okay.
So there's only four of us. So how does that combo work? We met in a pub called the Falcon in Clapham, and we all had like a common interest to kind of play some music together. And one night after a few beers, we thought, let's go for it. Let's form a band. So we named ourselves Falcon initially. And then after naming ourselves Falcon, we realised that actually there's everything from urinals to jet planes called Falcon, so trying to cut through on the internet with a name like that was not possible, so we added the We Are Falcon.
Okay.
A genius.
it makes it far easier to find you, I have to say, definitely. So with your EP that you've brought me in... the self-titled one. What was your feelings on that? Was that all produced by yourselves, or did you go to a studio for that?
Yeah, well, that was basically just a sort of collection of tracks that we've been playing sort of since we got together, and we just felt we had a gig sort of a few months back, and thought we'd just sort of put them all together, you know, produce it ourselves, and just give people going to watch us, you know, something to take home and have a little listen.
Okay.
So it's not sort of out there. To purchase at the moment, but we've got like a little single tied up, which is hopefully we're going to get.
Yeah, I've got that to play. Yeah,
which is
out there. Like,
all good retailer.
That's what I like to hear. And so far as gigs are concerned, what have you guys got booked?
Well, we're just working on the sort of autumn winter schedule at the moment.
Finishing off three tracks.
We'll confirm in the next few weeks, but excuse the pun, but if people want to go onto Facebook / We Are Falcon, that's where the news will be about the forthcoming gigs.
Okay, brilliant. And plans for the future, is it all about the recording and sorting out the gigs then, or have you got other ideas, have you got other little projects going on at all?
Pretty much smash out a few gigs so enjoy a bit of live stuff and do a bit more recording. Like, we've got a couple of recordings we're going to do next month. We're doing a few recordings, so they'll be surfacing at some point.
I think the focus for us is, you know, we've got a good sort of local following, but we just want to try and hit as many, like any aspiring band really wants to try and hit as many new people as possible and get that real live feedback from them, because, you know, we believe in it, we think it's good. So
yeah.
That's, you know, why we come down tonight, is to... It's an opportunity to expose ourselves to a new audience. So,
but expose ourselves musically, not
musically.
Not really
the
ideal format for that.
So, with everything, are you looking to get on the London scene? Have you played any gigs in London yet? Or
we've played a few times. Played a few times at Water Rats and played at Cargo.
Okay.
So we're sort of playing.
We've been working in the circuit.
So we'll be popping up around London.
Okay.
Scene, autumn, winter, we'll get a few tucked in there and keep an eye on us.
I was saying to you earlier, James, about how much of a small world it is, because you actually went to school with my sister's bus, didn't you?
That's right, I think you had a little meet-up with Ben Marks.
I think that they're both listening in.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Hi, guys.
Obviously, you're an excellent boss.
Yeah, well, he's doing well, Ben, like, as well. Like, seems like a nice guy, so good crowd.
Got to be nice on the radio. And I'm joined in the studio right now with the boys. Hello, boys. How are we doing?
Very well, thank you.
Awesome.
Good, good. And you've got a second acoustic track to play for us, haven't you, tonight?
This one's second go.
Okay.
It's like probably our first.
It's like a breakthrough track. Got quite a lot of exposure. It got used by FHM.
Oh, brilliant!
Promotional work, and a couple of people picked up on the back of that. So, it's been a good track for us, and we enjoyed playing it. And hopefully, it'll come across pretty well for you guys now.
Brilliant. Yeah. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the track? Any like inspiration behind it?
It's really sort of possibly not handled something fantastic the first time around. It's yeah.
Okay, brilliant. Yeah, take it away, guys.
And also available on iTunes.
Oh, here we go.
So yeah, as we were talking about, like, trying to get the acoustic tracks, are you going to look at doing any like acoustic gigs at all? Sorry, just got to bring the mic down.
We never really thought about it. I mean, to be honest, like, quite look forward to getting the guitars out and Mickey smashing away on the drums and the
bass. Yeah, this is quite a unique experience for us to be. Sort of,
yeah,
this is the first time we ever played any acoustic tracks in any sort of public form. I guess we. As Mossy says, it's all about that live, energetic show that we enjoy the most. But hey, it's nice to.
Yeah, it's nice to try out. But yeah, I think we're all going to enjoy the energy of full hit.
It's always different when you see a band acoustic and then when you see them live, because obviously they've got a bigger sound when they're live, but it's almost as if like some people feel really uncomfortable playing it acoustic. So you got, how have you like found it doing this? Obviously,
no, it's been interesting. I mean, we have done a couple of these tracks acoustic in the past and recorded them as potential B-sides in the future, and it's nice breaking it down, but as Hugh mentioned there, I think when it comes to playing live, we're very raw and impactful, and I think that's where we certainly get a lot of our enjoyment from, as well as our impact, as I mentioned there. So, but no, it's been fun, and it's got it in the back pocket. So
it's nice to show off his vocals. We think he's got a pretty awesome voice.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It's a good opportunity for everyone to hear it whilst we're not drowning them out.
But it's nice to, because it's nice to have the vocals driven a bit more by the instruments around, like the energy of the instruments around. So that's what we like.
How would you describe your live sound then?
Kind of raw, energetic indie rock is probably the best description.
Okay, yeah. So what sort of like bands have influenced you with that?
I think there's Chili Peppers, definitely a big influence. I myself am a massive Stone Roses fan. I'm not sure if the music we play directly transcends from that, but
there's some Manny bass lines getting through.
Killers, King of Leon, that sort of, yeah.
Okay, and where can everyone go to find out more about you?
I'd say probably Facebook is the best haunt, so Facebook.com/ We Are Falcon, and all the usual social media links. We're on Twitter, YouTube, some good videos on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes.
plug the iTunes one more. Yeah,
it's actually pretty. A recent track is the Tied Up track that you played earlier. You can, that's actually free. You can get that on free download from our Bandcamp page. We've also got
We Are Falcon.
Nice, yeah. Yeah, it's just the Bandcamp page.
You can all be found from the Facebook. You get to the Facebook and it
just spreads
from there. Yeah.
And we're on Twitter as well.
Yeah.
We Are Falcon.
Yes, so a lot of stuff to be looking out for everyone there who liked the music tonight. So thanks a lot for coming in, guys, and hopefully I'll get to come and see you play live soon.
Thanks for having us.
All the best for the future, guys. Thanks a lot.
Cheers.